This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you uneducated ones, glad you're tuning in today. And I say that because there's no reason why anybody in this country with the light and truth that we've been given has any reason for succumbing to what's taking place today in this country. By the way, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 articles posted every single day giving you information that the mainstream media means to withhold. That's why they're busy suppressing. That's why they're busy censoring and attempting to control the narrative, friends. As you can hear through the mainstream media during the breaks, the mainstream media's narratives all going one direction. And you better understand why that is, friends. People are waking up. That's the good news. I'm seeing the fruit of my labor in so many different ways. You can check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. Love to hear you. Hear what you have to say as well. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, and click us on over there as well and watch us on YouTube. Join us on live chat as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, you're driving, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. What we're going to be talking about today is not everyone in government is going along with the coronavirus hoax. Just for the record, there's still 9 states that are resisting this tyranny that's taking place in this country. And I also want to tell people in this country, the good news is people are beginning to see this administration for what it really is. And this is what it took. And as we've said so many times, just let, as they say, give them enough rope. And what will they do, friends? They're doing it today. I can tell you that right now. I believe that this administration is losing massive amounts of support for him doing the things that he's doing, which are unconstitutional. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Again, we'll be talking about not everyone in government is going along with the coronavirus hoax. I'm going to play some audio from some governors. I'm going to give you some information from some sheriffs across the United States of America that are not succumbing to this hoax. And a hoax it is, friends, say they. Again, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I want to cover some of these things before we do. I brought up on Saturday's show, I'm pretty sure I did. New York Times, folks, they are lower than a snake's belly. There's no question. They're reprobate. They have no spirit to discern right from wrong, and they just go along because they think that they're doing the right thing because they're just doing their job. No, they're not. They're destroying their own people. And read Romans 1:24 when you get a moment. But it's interesting. New York Times puts on the front page of their papers, we're going to see what else the word funeral can mean. Has a picture of a woman with a mask on. It's all propaganda. And you look at a distance behind, kind of shadowed, not shadowed out, but clouded out a little bit, is the picture of a fallen father or husband or whatever the case is. It's an open casket. Yeah, I'm not making this up. This is the New York Times. This is how low they will go. And then it says right under that, friends, with a big picture of the woman with the mask on and the dead man behind her in the coffin, as the coronavirus pandemic limits people's ability to mourn, they are finding new ways to say goodbye. Folks, there's no end to these sick-minded individuals. There really isn't. Well, what was interesting is simultaneously, guess what else came out? The media was caught red-handed using dummies in a pandemic. We have video right here. Folks, it's easy to find. If you want to check it out, go to Bradley Dean, double E, on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook, or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And folks, you'll see these videos. It's shameless. They have no sense of shame whatsoever. It's also interesting to note that at the same time that they came out with more propaganda, well, they were busted again. I have a meme right here, friends, with two different pictures. They're the same pictures. One is posted in Bergamo, Italy. Yesterday, Lombardy recorded 319 deaths in one day. That's scary. Be careful and safe out there, is what the link says. Has a picture of all the caskets. Well, what they didn't realize is BBC used the exact same picture inside Europe blog with the same exact pictures of the coffins and roses, friends, from October 3rd of 2014. Okay? Just to show you what's happening out there, this is the information that they don't want you to have. Then we have another young man in front of me, beautiful little kid, and it says on this meme, this poor man died at the age of 12, 13, and 14, once in the UK, once in Portugal, and then once in Belgium. And even once, they reported him as being a girl. Okay? So this coronavirus is so deadly, the same people are repeatedly dying in different countries at different ages with different names. Friends, I'm not making this up. This is what's happening. People's eyes are wide open, friends. This is exactly the spirit of our forefathers to those that are paying attention. Remember the flag, the Gadsden flag? Don't tread on me with the snake that's ready to strike all coiled up. Yep, that's exactly what Americans are beginning to do today. Again, I shared with you last week as to why gun sales are skyrocketing at 309% across the country, because people are waking up as to what's taking place in this country. I also wanted to share this with you. More and more people, just last week, Chuck Baldwin actually highlighted this. So this is how Germany did it. It's interesting to note how many people are beginning to post memes, pictures with words on them, sending a message to their followers of what the Nazi criminals, war criminals did, the SS did under Adolf Hitler. And it's interesting to note how much more we're beginning to see this narrative. People are beginning to see the similarities between that and Nazi Germany. Well, we've been talking about it for years, and how many times I was on the radio saying, I don't know why we're here, but this is where the Holy Ghost has got us. Well, it's not hard to make the correlation, friends. It really isn't. That's all you have to do is look to the Bushes, and you will clearly understand the connection. Namely, Prescott Bush, who was actually indicted in 1942 for actually financing Adolf Hitler's war. And then we did through Operation Paperclip, brought over war criminals, Nazi war criminals, and they have been in America. Now their kids are in control in the United States of America. This is history, friends. How many times have our forefathers told us to study history? Well, we need to study history. It's interesting to me, for those that are still holding their fingers over their eyeballs because they don't want to see it for what it is. It's still interesting, folks. They're blaming the Democrats for all that's going wrong. They're blaming the left for all that's going on. And then when you propose the question, but isn't it the president's job to actually enforce the laws, Article 2, Section 3? Oh, my goodness, friends. It's almost sick, really, how sick-minded these people are and how unwilling they are to see the truth for what it really is. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about the similarities that we're seeing between this and the past. How many times, friends, we have been told by our forefathers to study the past? How many times have we seen in Scripture, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge? Okay? How many times have we seen in Scripture, friends, Jeremiah 6:16, where the Lord says, go back to the old past? How many times have we been told, friends, Proverbs 20, verse 8, that the king is not to be given to change, nor are we to be given to change in any sense of the word. And if they do, we're asking for trouble. And this is exactly what we're getting today. Is anybody paying attention to the fact that what's happening here, friends, is unconstitutional? I mean, just think about this. And just like that, the government controls all the sporting events. Wow, where did they get that delegated authority? I'll tell you from where. From the submission of the little serfs and vassals who don't know the difference. And just like that, the government controls all the concerts, jobs, colleges, medical facilities. Whether or not you can leave your house is depleted resources such as, well, toilet paper, food. They control travel. Just think about this. We're talking about America. We're not talking about, I'm not identifying what took place only in Adolf Hitler's Germany back in the 30s. I'm talking about what's happening here today in America. Nobody can deny the similarities, comparisons. Nobody can. And all of this because of some virus that they cannot justify or prove. Just think about that. Okay? Question? Its origin, and question its authenticity, and definitely question those that are giving you the narrative 24/7. The mainstream media that nobody believes, and corrupt government that for the most part nobody trusts. That's who's giving you this narrative, friends. The coronavirus will come and go, say they, but the government will never forget how easy it was to take control of your life, Americans, to control every sporting event, classroom, restaurant, table, and church pew, and even if you are allowed to leave your house. Just think about what's happening here in America, friends. Unconstitutional. Unconstitutional, friends, in so many different ways. It's also interesting that when you look in the Old Testament, it talks about how we are not to take away from those in Deuteronomy 24, verse 6, no man shall take a handmill or an upper millstone in pledge, for he will be taking a life in pledge. Listen carefully. No one shall take a handmill or an upper millstone in pledge, for he would be taking a life in pledge. Since when does the government have the ability constitutionally, again, through delegated authority from we the people, because they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, the Declaration of Independence, to take away your means of making a living? But the sheeple took it, didn't they? They took the bait, didn't they? Yep, they sure did. They sure did. You know, I'm looking right in front of me right now, and it's a picture of these war criminals during the Nuremberg trials, laughing in court. See, friends, you need to understand what's happening in your country right now. They're not the type of people that you can help. They are them that must be lawfully removed, period. And we have provision in the U.S. Constitution. I also have a picture in front of me of these Nazis killing off all of these innocent individuals, Jews, gypsies, dissidents. And what I posted there is because I noticed people were beginning to talk about how bad the Nazis were, and for us to compare ourselves to the Nazis is just ludicrous. That's insane, Bradley. Really, I want you to think about this. For all of you who are trying to play down the link between the past and the present, you can't do it, first of all. For you who seem somehow have convinced yourselves that the Nazis were so bad and were so good in comparison of governments, remember that the Nazis were responsible for 12 million murders. American government and its people are responsible for 60 million babies murdered in the womb alone. That's me and you. And don't think for one moment you're not responsible before God, because you'd be considered an accomplice for allowing a criminal to do what you're allowing your government to do today. Okay? God is, read Deuteronomy 4, God will and is judging this nation for its refusal to stand up and keep his commandments unto judgment and establishing righteousness. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. That's where we're at, America. Pro or con, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also want to just insert this into our conversation this morning, okay, or this afternoon, forgive me. It's interesting, I have some pictures of these Nazi war criminals and how they're all sitting around in a circle. Mengele is one of them, or Mengele, however you want to pronounce it. They called him the Angel of Death. And it's interesting how they're just all sitting in a circle, because now they've aggrandized power unto themselves to go ahead and kill whom they will, okay, by force. And then I have a picture of them looking away, and there's a picture of a Nazi, you know, a German that was just doing his job, who had his rifle aimed at a woman and a child. He wanted to make sure he could kill him with one shot. Okay, just want to make sure that you're clear on what I'm conveying here, and the picture that I'm attempting to paint for you. And then what I do is I have a picture of the Nazi war criminals after 12 million people were slaughtered for absolutely no reason, because they refused to live politics when they had the time to do it. But after all is said and done with, friends, which again is judgment unto a disobedient nation, it shows pictures of Nazi war criminals hanging by their necks. I want you to think about what I'm saying here, because prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. Wouldn't it have been good for the people in Germany to actually deal with the likes of the Gestapo and Adolf Hitler and the powers that be, 80 million of them, rather than succumbing to a bunch of propagandists, Joseph Goebbels and the such, right, who believed the lie? Everything that Adolf Hitler did was predicated upon a lie, just like it is here in this country. Just like it is here in this country today. Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death, said, listen carefully, America, because I know that there's still some that refuse to see the truth for what it is. You love not the truth and righteousness. Listen, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Who said that? Joseph Mengele. Isn't that crazy? Whoa. For anybody that thinks that this is just crazy way out there, I want to add some more information. And again, I'm giving you facts. I'm not giving you my opinions. It's interesting, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Max Slavo just reported this morning, privacy location. Did you know that Google is now publishing the location data of your phones in your vehicles during the lockdown? Did you hear what I said? Google is now publishing location data during lockdown to the government. I thought this was about a virus. No, it's not about a virus. It's about a test. They want to see how far they can go with you, how easy the American sheeple are today, friends. Oh, how little do they know of their history to allow these atrocities to take place today. Folks, these reports are designed to shame and to force Americans to fall victim to the propaganda, nothing more and nothing less. And remember the tactic that these Nazi-like and Soviet-style propagandists would have you believe. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And the fact of the matter is, I don't want to stand here or sit here and fight against the judgments of God. I understand what's in play. I hear the voice of God in the sense of what Scripture tells me. We are under the judgments of God. But America, the message to you is to repent. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and you'll see the fruit of repentance after you do repent. Acts 20, verse 21. It's that important that you hear as to what's taking place, because America, you are under attack. You, Americans, are under attack. Just for the record. I also wanted to bring this into play. This is by Why the Worst Humans Are Able to Rise to Power. This is an individual who wrote a book called The Road to Serfdom. Serfs and vassals are those that take care of their master's land. Okay. When you talk and when you see representatives in government, when you meet them, they act like they're above the people. They act like they're a bunch of demigods, okay? As if to suggest that they're not there to enforce the law. They are the law, and they act arbitrarily. That's what we're seeing today, okay? I want you to understand, friends, the road to serfdom, this was written back in the 30s. And he said, why the worst get on top? And what he did is he gave three reasons why the most notorious dictators did rise to power randomly. Okay? He explains why the most despicable people always end up with the political power and why. To paraphrase Lord Acton, absolute power always corrupts absolutely. Okay? Also remember, we have brought in several times on this radio show, at least, I'm guessing 20 or 30 times now that I think about it. But when you read 1 Kings 13:33, corrupt kings, corrupt governments always appoint the baser sort. Just like, let me equate it to that of Benito Mussolini back in the 30s. The most arrogant narcissist that I've seen in my life outside of what we see in America today. By the way, Donald Trump just last week was actually quoting Benito Mussolini, just so you know. Benito Mussolini. But it's interesting to note, friends, that their rise to power always comes with using those that they can control. Benito Mussolini said he wanted scoundrels in government because they were more easily controlled. We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says New York may have reached its peak in terms of COVID-19 cases as steps amid containing the deadly virus continue. The New York Democrat explains that tracking the rate of hospitalizations and ICU visits, the growth curve could be flattening, although models differ on what that means.
If we are plateauing, it's because social distancing is working. So we have to make sure the social distancing actually continues.
The governor did increase the fine on not social distancing from $500 up to $1,000. Wisconsin voters are not heading to the polls on Tuesday as Democratic Governor Tony Evers signs an executive order that will move in-person voting in the presidential primary to June 9th. The executive order also directs the legislator to meet in a special session on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey, by the way, Top Chat friends, if you want to join us live, you can go to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Click us onto YouTube and go to the right side of the page. Join us on live chat or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I just want to let people know that this QAnon baloney, it's nothing but a psyop, just so you know. Okay, it's another diversion, another distraction, and it's these unfulfilled promises that some secret individual with a mask on is telling us as to what's really going on behind closed doors. I'll tell you what, you're a fool for your pains if you get caught up into this. It's another distraction. That's all it is, nothing more, nothing less. If there was going to be all of these things that were to come to pass from Q and the information that they've had, friends, it would have happened long ago. Okay, just for the record, stick to the Word of God. You're always going to be safe. You look like a fool when you sit there and you go to everything but the answer. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what people will give themselves over to. I want to go over to this really quick because, it again, isn't that important that we cover this information, because I want to give you a little good news. Oh, and by the way, if you don't mind, can I just play this for you really quick before we get over to the topic? This is just this weekend of a bunch of Democrats, right, unconstitutional. Again, I just got to remind people that we're ruled by law, not by party affiliation, Article 4, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. But they're telling everybody to live their lives. This was right after the first coronavirus relief bill was passed. Now they're heightening this again, the hysteria, for the very purpose that they want more money. Folks, the coffers are being robbed because of your ignorance, okay? And I'm not talking about everybody, but for those that still haven't got a grasp on what's taking place, you're being robbed, okay? You're being robbed on a 24/7 basis concerning what's going on, concerning this whole virus delusion that's taking place in this country. Again, question its authenticity and its origins, not in that order. Listen to what they were saying this weekend, but now look what they're saying again on Monday. Listen to this.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and our city preparedness is high.
This should not stop you from going about your life, should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful.
New York, safe. California, and Pelosi, below
come join
Blasio.
There is no concern at this time.
These are the Senate reps in New York.
The Department of Sanitation is ready for Mardi Gras 2020.
The facts are reassuring.
We want New Yorkers to go about their daily lives.
But there's really no need to panic and to avoid activities that we always do as New Yorkers. We are hardy people.
Americans do not need to panic. What I would suggest, however, is that Americans take this as a wake-up call for seasonal flu.
There's very little threat here. This disease, even if you were to get it, basically acts like
weekend.
A common cold or flu.
So we're telling New Yorkers, go about your lives, take the subway, go out, enjoy life, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday.
If you had to, would you close down the borders?
Bernie Sanders.
No. We need to be honest about the American people, with the American people about the fact that we can't keep people coming here from China.
And transmission is not that easy. I think there's been a misperception that coronavirus hangs in the air waiting to catch you. No, it takes direct person-to-person contact.
We also know that if it were likely to be transmitted casually, we would be seeing a lot more cases.
Because this is New York, and you're in elevators and trains with everybody all the time.
Wow, that's crazy. They're talking out of both sides of their mouths, aren't they? But they need a new coronavirus relief bill, friends, just so you know. Just so you know what's going on here. Now, going to the point, not everyone in government is going along with this Nazi-like or Soviet-style propaganda. Good government is resisting, okay? And we're going to stand with them tooth and nail. When you read Exodus 25, it says, "And Moses chose able men out of all Israel, okay, and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of ten." In other words, God gave government. We have something called common law in America. Now, all day long, we see and hear the propagandists pushing forth their global agenda. That's what this is all about. It's like all together now, right? In their alliance with hell, which will once again be disannulled. Let it be before, rather than post, let it be pre. How about that? Prevention is better than cure. Isaiah 28, verse 18. It's all like they're saying all together now, and they are. The conductor stands up, and on cue, the players play in unison to the same exact music, the teleprompters, right? Over and over again across the country through the same useful idiots, otherwise known as politicians, and the useful idiots themselves, known as AKA, acronym for the journalists. Now, today, with all that's going on, with a new crisis that they are now taking advantage of, remember what Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. It's merely being played out to see how far they can go with the American people. And we see, on the other hand, them and American government that are continuously standing with the United States Constitution. Amen. And I praise God that they are doing so, for then I can stand with them rather than against them. Read Romans 12:21 and Romans 13 in scriptural perspective, in context. Okay? One such man is Maine's Franklin County Sheriff Nichols. I just love this. I got to tell you. I just love this because this is so American. It really is. One such man is Maine's Franklin County Sheriff Scott Nichols. PJ Media reported Sheriff Scott Nichols has a strong message for the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, who, in fact, issued a stay-at-home order with threats of police punishment if not followed. You better listen carefully as to what's taking place here, friends. Sheriff Nichols issued a statement on the Franklin County Facebook page saying, "In no uncertain terms will he follow the unconstitutional order. He will not follow the unconstitutional order. We will not be setting up a police state, period," said Scott. He wrote, "The sheriff's office will not purposely go out and stop vehicles because they are on the road or stop and ask why the people are out and about. To do so puts our officers at risk." He ends with this: "This is not Nazi Germany, friends, or Soviet Russia, where you are asked for your papers. You need to begin to ask yourself why your government is setting the stage for such actions. I cannot answer it for you. I can only propose the question for you. You have to bring the exclamation. You have to be the strength of the Constitution. I cannot. There is no reason outside of the fact that they are showing you who they are, friends, Luke 12:2, for who they really are and what their intents truly are. Now, I'm sick and tired of people talking about the deep state. I'm sick and tired of people talking about QAnon. I'm sick and tired of people, namely the Trump worshipers, that are continuously blaming the left and the Democrats for what's taking place in the country. I have one question for you. Number one, the deep state. How does the deep state do what the deep state does without Donald Trump signing off on what they desired? Only you can answer the question. Common sense tells you, wait a second, I've never thought about that before. Was it the deep state that advocated for abortion? Who implemented these unconstitutional policies which undermine the U.S. Constitution? Your president. Friends, the list goes on. Was it the deep state, for example, that enacted something called the Patriot Act, which is really the act of tyranny? It undermines the Constitution. It creates agencies that war against we, the people in this country. Was it the deep state that did that? Is it the deep state that has passed over 55 unconstitutional legislative policies to undermine and strip the gun right owner in America? Or was it Donald Trump that did that? I'm just curious. Quit blaming the deep state for what this administration is guilty of. Okay? And every one of those that just go along blindly, you deserve what you get. You really do. You deserve what you get. Number two, QAnon. I already told you it's a PSYOP operation. Okay? It's distraction. Nothing more, nothing less. Hey, America, I have a question for you. While everybody's blaming the left and the Democrats for what's going on here, who is leading the charge concerning the narrative more than Donald Trump is concerning the coronavirus? Nobody is. Who signed off on this $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill? It wasn't the left. It wasn't the Democrats. It was Donald Trump. See, this is the hardest thing in the world for them to admit. He's the one that signed the bill. How is it that you blame everybody else but the one that's responsible? Here's the other thing. How come he hasn't prosecuted any of those individuals that are allegedly attacking him? He has the power to do so. Don't tell me, like I've seen today, that he doesn't have the power to prosecute. Are you kidding me? Article 2, Section 3 says the very thing that I just said. He has the power to prosecute. He is to faithfully execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Furthermore, it was Donald Trump that said he had the DOJ in his hand, and he can do whatever he wants to do with it. We just found out 2 weeks ago he's protecting Hillary Clinton concerning investigation and on a court, folks. And I'm talking about bringing Hillary Clinton to answer for herself under oath. Donald Trump's DOJ is protecting the Clintons. But we've known this since day one. But we're just going to pretend and act like he's not doing that. No, I'm not a pretender. Okay? You go ahead and pretend to your own demise all that you want. And like Scripture says, those that push off the evil day, you draw the seed of violence unto you. Now it's at your front door. And you still don't want to pay attention to what's going on here? Are you kidding? America, you're the ones that are under attack. But we still have good government. We have 9 governors in the United States of America that are saying no to this hoax. Did you know that? Listen again to what Sheriff Franklin County's Sheriff Scott Nichols in Maine said. This is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you are asked for your papers. Did you hear what he said? The sheriff's announcements come as a welcome sign to Americans who have been arrested for insane things like praying outside, unconstitutional, surfing, or trying to drive to work. Folks, this is your government doing this. This is illegal. It's unconstitutional. They don't have the power to enforce. And the only way that they can is unconstitutional force. And guess how they're acting? Authoritarian. Totalitarianism. It's all in your face today, friends. Who's attacking you more than them? Nobody is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you want to go ahead and book us, now's the time to do it. Obviously, we're at a pause across the country. I want to let you know for the record, friends, we are living our lives the same way that we've always lived our lives. The only difference is that we can't sit in a restaurant right now to do it. That's the only difference. We're doing the same things we've always done. Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We need to get busy, because if everybody was doing what we're supposed to be doing, friends, we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. We have to take responsibility, right? And we're called to be repairers of the breach. Christians, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Read it when you get a moment. We're talking about not everyone in government is going along with the Nazi-like or Soviet-style propaganda. I'm going to get back to, well, the second person that we know of, and I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment. And we're calling up our friend Steve from Minnesota right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, Steve.
Yeah, you know, when you're bringing up Hitler and them guys saying that Trump ain't as bad as Hitler, it does beg the question of, so would have it been better to stop Hitler before all the deaths instead of after? I mean, how far down the road to tyranny does the tyrant have to march before those people are willing to stop him?
Can I give you the answer? The first time he lies, the first time he transgresses. When you read Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, it talks about the smallest violations. We're talking about misdemeanors, okay? To one jot or one tittle of an infraction concerning the law, if he lies once, he's going to lie again. If he steals once, he's going to steal again. If he kills once, he's going to kill again. Because he's just like, or they are just like their father, John 10:10. And there's no truth in them, John 8:44. But I want to make a correlation here, because I just seen this the other day, if I can pull it up in time, and I might just go back. Oh, here it is right here. It says, it said, sound familiar? This is Hermann Göring, Steve. He said, God gave the Savior to the German people. We have faith, deep and unshakable faith, that he, Hitler, was sent to us by God to save Germany. Now, am I making the parallel? I am. I am making the parallel, friends, that we're to judge men by fruits and their fruits that they bear. Matthew 7:16. So when you see the things that are taking place here in the past and in the present, Steve, they're scarily similar. I mean, and it's not just Adolf Hitler. Stalin, they called him after he died, the father of their country. Mao Zedong, who killed off millions in 20 to 40 to 60 million people through a man-made drought. The people that he killed, their grandkids are praising him as if to suggest he was some sort of god today in China. Benito Mussolini, the same thing. There's supposed to be a resurrection of the Mussoliniites in Italy. You can't make up how foolish people become when they depart from the living God. But here we are today.
Well, and the thing is that's why they're starving people. If you take and look at the numbers, you have 2,112 jobless people now for every coronavirus death. So we made 2,112 people lose their job. Now, most people were, a huge percentage of the population were one paycheck away from starving. So why would you put all them people to starvation if you really wanted to help them? And it's done by doctors that the doctors are so smart that if a boy says he's a girl, they mutilate him with drugs. And they say you can't use DNA anymore, you can't use anatomy. Well, if they know so little that they can't know male from female, how are they going to know anything about a virus?
Exactly.
All they know how to do is seize power.
Well, Steve, we had just a week ago, we played the audio from Donald Trump's overseer of the coronavirus task force, and we played the audio, which was about 5 to 6 minutes. And when he was being grilled, as they call it, he wasn't being grilled; he was being questioned. But the one that was actually doing the questioning was being pretty stern with him, and he kept asking him to identify it and how is it transferred and how many people have actually died. He couldn't answer the questions. Like I've said 1,000 times, the government that 99% of the people in, they have 11% approval rating, friends. Nobody believes them for the most part. It's the same thing with the media. 94% don't believe the mainstream media. Consider the source of who's driving this narrative. Steve, I'll give you the last word. Please, let's make it quick. I got to make the second point. Thank you.
Well, I just found it interesting that yesterday, I like to call him President Chump because I think he is a chump, said that we got the latest Pearl Harbor. And, you know, but after Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt said we got nothing to fear but fear itself. But now our current coward-in-chief is equating airplanes shooting machine gun fire at military people with a virus where 85% of the people don't even get the symptoms because they're so mild.
Yeah,
it's a threat to the sick, not to the healthy.
Yeah.
And I know some real strong Trump supporters that told me even they are going to start calling him President Trump, Chump now, because they agree with me since he hasn't done the arrest, all that Q stuff is nonsense, and if it didn't happen, they don't believe it no more, and he's losing the support.
That's exactly what he's doing, Steve. And I started off today's show with just that. I'll answer off air. Thank you again, brother. I appreciate your time and your thoughts every step of the way. It's interesting to note that I started the show off today just showing you that people are beginning to finally wake up, friends. They're paying attention to what's going on, and they're saying to themselves, wait a second, this isn't what he's supposed to be doing. the question that's coming up is, who is he working for? Well, I can tell you right now, friends, not America. This isn't about making America great again. This is about telling the people what they want to hear so he can destroy America again. And it's exactly what he's doing. It's what they've been doing in this country incrementally for years. And there's no excuse, America, because this is on our watch. How strong are we? Well, how much unwarranted ground have they taken? That's how strong we are. It's time we take it back lawfully, friends. We have God on our side, and we have the law on our side, the law that which he gave. And we're being judged because we leave off his commandments and establish his judgment to establish righteousness within the gate. That's the problem. The answer is, friends, get back to the Lord's plan. Get back to his plan, because there's the only answer that we can actually bring about to restore what's been stolen from so many of us. I want to get back to this. Okay, we're talking about not everyone in government is going along with the Nazi-like or Soviet-style propaganda. It's true, friends. The media wants to snuff out or drown out the voice of any hope in the people. Now, again, this is the sign of judgment. Go ahead and read Amos. Go read 1 through 9. You'll understand what I'm talking about. You can see he systematically chastises. Then he begins to judge. It applies to the kings, the princes, and the people. And then it shows you that the Lord got to the point where he said no more. He set a plumb line. Okay, and that's America where we're at. You can rest assured. But with that said, friends, I want you to think about this, because this is number two concerning not everyone's going along with this Nazi-style propaganda or Soviet-style propaganda. Okay, I'm going to number two here. Okay, this is South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem. Now, I don't know her track record, but I got to tell you, friends, she seems to be one that is a champion for the U.S. Constitution. She seems to be one that says thank you to those that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of the American people, understanding freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than what we want to do. I want you to listen carefully to South Dakota's Governor Kristi Noem and as to what she said to the people in her state. Listen carefully.
I wanted to touch on the role of government in a crisis situation. In this country and in our state, we have a government that is run by, for, and of the people. And the people have established national and state constitutions that place specific limits on the role of government in our lives. Those limits prevent us from taking draconian measures, much like the Chinese government has done and what we have seen. There also is some limits that keep us from taking some of the actions we've seen European governments take that limit citizens' rights. Our Constitution ensures the citizens' right is protected. I agree with the role of the government as set forth in our state and in our national constitution.
Amen.
I took an oath to uphold
these constitutions.
My role in respect to public safety is something that I take very seriously. The people themselves are primarily responsible for their safety. They are the ones that are entrusted with expansive freedoms. They're free to exercise their rights to work, to worship, and to play, or to even stay home, or to conduct social distancing. Since the middle of February, I've been very clear that people need to take personal responsibility for their health and the well-being of their families.
Amen. They should be practicing. Folks, for the sake of time, I want to say, though the mainstream media would have you believe that everything is gloom and doom, and that you better get on the Trump train or else, subjecting yourself to their unconstitutional resolves, it is good for all of us to see that they are still those that are actually upholding the U.S. Constitution. Read Deuteronomy 23:23, and then also remember, Americans, you are the government under God. Read Psalm 33, verse 12, and that the strength of the U.S. Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Don't wait for them to do what you know that God has commanded you to do. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. And we're going to pick up on why the worst of humans are able to rise to power. It's craziness. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.